I'm sorry, I can't think of any.
What would you call houses that were built connected? They share a common wall. They're separate houses, but...
Condominiums.
Possibly. Does the term row house mean anything to you?
Oh, yeah, but I think of that as a very cheap term. That would be very cheap in a very heavily populated area, but I would think of row houses just being stacked one on top of the other. Philadelphia, you know, mm-hmm. full of row houses.
Mm-hmm. All right.
But I would not use that term very freely.
Are there different types of apartments?
Efficiency apartments.
What's that?
Efficiency apartments are where, like an efficiency motel room where they have a... No, not at all. Efficiency apartment would be a one-bedroom apartment with a kitchen and a bath. That's
okay.
It. Efficiency.
Any other types?
Luxurious penthouse.
What's a penthouse?
Top. Beautiful apartment.
The whole floor?
The entire floor. Not necessarily, no, not at all. Doesn't necessarily have to be the whole floor to me. It would just be a... For some reason, it's always on the top floor.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not at all covering the entire area. Even though I'm sure most of them in New York do.
Now, you mentioned condominium. What is that exactly?
Condominium is someone who doesn't invest in... It's a glorified apartment. It's what it is to me. It's where a group of tenants share the maintenance of the building in the area. Mm-hmm. And yet their investment's their own. They can sell it. And they're paying and buying this area.
Does the word tenement mean anything to you?
Tenement. Tenements. Tenement's a house that someone resides in or rents from. It's all I could think of. I don't know.
Do you have a name for an apartment that occupies the whole level of a building?
One apartment that covers the entire floor.
Mm-hmm.
None whatsoever.
Does the term flat mean anything to you?
No, other than it's a flat apartment and it's not a townhouse. A townhouse would be two stories.
Mm-hmm.
And a flat would just be one.
Okay. Most apartments have a man who comes and does minor repair work.
Maintenance man.
All right. What about the person who lives in the building and shows empty apartments?
A man that lives in the building? I would call that a resident manager.
Okay. Okay, that gets that. What are different types of lawnmowers?
Well, there's the push mower, the power mower, and the riding mower.
Are there different types of power mowers?
Well, yes, you can have the one that pushes itself automatically and you guide and direct it, or self-propelled, or you can have the one that you have to plug in electrical,
mm-hmm.
into the electrical socket. The kind you start yourself, jerking the cord up.
Which runs on?
Gasoline.
Mm-hmm.
And the push mower that you push back and forth.
Mm-hmm. Which has no... Power, okay. Mm-hmm. What do you call the thing that you use to plow up your yard? I think you said you were going
tiller.
To... Okay.
A tiller.
Okay.
Ask me more in a couple of weeks. I can tell you more about that.
What do you call a little hand tool that you use to dig in the yard?
I don't even know, to tell you the truth, if I've ever called it anything other than a... I have never, really truly, I don't think I've ever given it a name, because I just went to Woolworths this weekend to get one, and I didn't know what, it was just a little garden tool, hand tool.
Okay. Have you ever heard of a trowel?
Heard of it, but I've never used the term in my life, never.
What about a little tool that had three prongs on it, a little hand?
Spade. That's not a spade. That's another one. See, that you're thinking the whole set, that I didn't have a name for.
Okay. This is the one we mentioned yesterday. What kind of rake do you...